I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Baseball is the theme of today's GeoQuiz. You might think we'd be heading somewhere in North or South America, but we're looking for a city in Europe that's famous for the sport. Baseball arrived on the shores of the city in 1944 with the arrival of American GIs. They were there to liberate the locals, but they also ended up showing local kids how to use a bat and ball. Don't take too much time with the answer, because here it is right now. It's Nettuno, a coastal city about 40 miles south of Rome. Right now, Nettuno is hosting the annual Baseball World Cup. Reporter Nancy Greenlee stopped by to catch some action.
When you exit the train station, the sign is clear. It proclaims Nettuno, the city of baseball. The city may have been founded in the 9th century and have the remains of a saint on display, but baseball comes first.
The baseball for Nettuno is we have in the blood. We call Nettuno the little United States, because it's only in this town the first sport is baseball.
Ruggero Bagelemani was one of Italy's finest baseball players. The 46-year-old captained Italy's national team and grew up playing street ball in Nettuno, along with seemingly every other kid here.
If you ask if what the young guys, if they play baseball, if he say no, he don't born in Nettuno.
10-year-old Simone Fontana has arrived at the stadium 3 hours before the U.S.-Cuba game. He's decked out in a Yankees pinstripe uniform, cap to cleats, and is no fan of Italy's national pastime, soccer.
Perché baseball fa più cose.
He says he prefers baseball because you can do more things. Pitch, field. It's a beautiful game, he says. And an important chapter in the city's history. The sport arrived with U.S. troops who stormed the shores of Nettuno and nearby Anzio in 1944. The GIs based in Nettuno taught young Italians the sport, often during breaks while building the cemetery where more than 7,800 American soldiers are buried. Alberto De Carolis is the general manager of Nettuno's professional team. He says he played soccer as a kid until he was recruited.
An American serviceman said to me, come play baseball. I told him I didn't know how to play baseball. But he said, come on, you'll learn. You don't have to be great at first. So they put me in the outfield. He said, after you catch the ball, throw it here. And so, slowly, slowly, I learned.
During the U.S.-Cuba game, some Cuban immigrants waved giant Cuban flags. But for the most part, the crowd isn't picking sides. They're fans of the game. Their ancestors turned their soccer balls inside out to make mitts and stole their mother's rolling pins for bats. 3 generations of the Camusi family are here to watch the game. Marco Camusi coaches one of the city's many youth teams.
Last year, before the finals, I took my team to the American Cemetery in the morning. It was a way to show respect and thanks, to honor the Americans that were here.
Andy says to remember the Nettuno players that have made this small city into a baseball kingdom. Nettuno has won 5 European championships, 17 Italian titles. A handful of locals are signed to Major League Baseball organizations. Between innings, spectators stop by the concession stand for a quick espresso. Retired player Ruggero Bagelemani can't imagine life without baseball.
This is my first love. You know, maybe it's possible change wife or girlfriend, but it's impossible change my love for the baseball.
He'll be in the stands along with most of Nettuno for Sunday's final, even though Italy won't be playing. The U.S. will, having won a spot. The opponent will be determined in the next few days. But no matter for the people of Nettuno, baseball played by anyone is worth watching. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlace, Nettuno, Italy.